stuff here. So thank you for your love. Okay. We're going to start at paragraph 10 on page 308. Have you ever had something up for you and all you wanted was somebody to listen? But that's all? Anybody else ever experienced that? Yeah, okay, that's all that was for me. So, you know, everything's cool. Yeah, that's all it was. No big deal. No, I just needed to express, to make you more than figures in front of me. You know, to me, this is how we become real to each other. You know, because I'm not this teacher. You're not a student. You know, so those are just labels we're putting on each other for the convenience of concentrating on the same thing together. Words just facilitate concentration. That's all they do. I love that. So, decide, says, paragraph 10 says, decide with me who has decided to abide with you. I will as my Father wills, knowing his will is constant and at peace forever with itself. You will be content with nothing but love or God's will. What does that mean? Well, it means accept nothing less. Don't accept no less than God's will. Accept no less than God's will. And the quote says, God's will for you is perfect happiness. So don't you accept anything less than perfect happiness. All right? Got that? Instruction. That's what it was. It was an instruction. It says, accept no less, remembering that everything I learned is yours. What my Father loves, I love as my Father does, and I can no more accept it as what it's not than my Father can, and no more can you. When you have learned to accept what you are, you will make no more gifts to offer to yourself. When you've learned to really accept what you are, you will stop trying to give things to yourself. When you accept who you are, you will stop trying to give things to yourself. When you really accept what you are, you will stop trying to give things to yourself, because you will know you are complete. So you will stop trying to give something to yourself, because you will know there's nothing missing. And that means you will know you are complete. You will know you are in need of nothing. So you can tell when you finally have seen yourself as love. You can tell when you have really remembered who you are, because when you really remember who you are, you will stop trying to give things to yourself, because you will feel like you are totally complete and don't need anything, and so you're not able to accept anything for yourself. And since you're so full and so complete and there's nothing missing and you're not in need of anything, you will gladly give, because you finally realize you have received, because you have no need. So you must have received everything. And since you know you've received everything because you have no need, you start to give gladly. Because when you become the host to love, when you become the host to God, you need not seek to find anything. Is that what it says in the page? It says that once you realize who you are, you don't have to seek for anything, because there's nothing missing. You're totally complete. You're in need of nothing. And since you're so full, you give because you gladly receive. He's just telling us what it's going to be like on the other side. That's what this is telling us. Oh, you wonder where you're going? Everybody wonders about the future. Well, this is the future. When you learn to accept what you are, you can tell, because you have no more gifts than you're trying to offer to yourself, because you know you're complete in need of nothing. So you're so full, you're glad to give, because you know you don't need to seek for love or seek for money or seek for a friend or seek for completion or seek. Your seeking days will be over. Your seeking days are going to end. You will not always be seeking forever. Good news, okay? Any questions about that paragraph? Anybody see the point of that paragraph?
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody?
I got a question.
Okay.
About things, when you're talking about giving yourself things.
Gifts.
Yeah, on
that. Yeah. It's anything that you're trying to give to yourself right now. Just name anything you're trying to give to yourself.
Clarity.
That's a gift you're trying to give yourself, because you think you don't have clarity.
Love, enlightenment.
It's a gift you're trying to give to yourself, because you think you don't have it. So, It's all right to seek it when you don't think you have it, but the only place you're going to find it is where it's located. Now, you can seek in other places as long as you want, but you won't find it. And how you know you are seeking where something isn't located is that it's not where you are. So if you, this is deep stuff. So if you're wondering if you where your happiness is located, then are you happy? Well, then you're not where your happiness is located. Okay. When I realize who I really am, I will be so complete that there's nothing in me that's missing, so there's no need for me to try to seek for anything outside of myself because there's nothing missing inside of me. I'm not going to try to get no love from you because I'm full of love. I'm not going to try to get no freedom from you because I'm full of freedom. In other words, when I'm whole and complete, I realize there's nothing missing in me. And since I'm so full, you know, there's nothing missing in me, what I'm going to do is gladly give to you because I know I've received. There's, you know, so, oh, I'm full. Let me give you some. This is telling us what's going to happen, what we're going to be like. My ego is telling me all the reasons why I'll never be like that and I could never have it. I'm so glad I no longer mistake that voice with the voice of God. Yeah. God is not going to tell me that I'm some worthless nothing. God will never tell me I could never be loved. God will never tell me that lack is real. God will never tell me I'm by myself. God will never tell me I'm not enough. God will never tell me those things. So there's no doubt in your mind when you're not listening to your higher self. When you're not listening to your higher self, you will not like what you're saying. When you're not listening to your higher self, you will not like what you're saying to yourself. You go, ooh, I don't like what I'm saying to myself. Okay, you ready? So the next paragraph then? Let's read it together. Like I said, if you are wholly willing to have salvation, if you're wholly willing to leave salvation to the plan of God. Now, what does it mean to be totally willing to leave your healing to the plan of the Creator? What does it mean to leave your healing to the plan of the Creator? It means you are unwilling to attempt to grasp for peace yourself. As soon as you stop trying to grasp for peace yourself, you will be given it. As soon as you stop grabbing for it, I'll give it to you. As soon as you stop grabbing for it, I'll give it to you. As soon as you stop grabbing for it, I will give it to you. Soon as you realize you're not the one that can give yourself the peace that you're looking for, then the peace will be given to you. Soon as you get that the you that thinks you're separate can never give you the peace that you're looking for. So it has to stop grabbing for it so it can be given to it. So we can have everything we want when we stop grabbing for it. What does that mean? I'm going to leave the plan to the Creator of the plan. That's what it means. I'm going to stop grabbing for it. Then he goes on to say, think not you can substitute your plan for God's plan. Stop thinking you can substitute your plan for God's plan. Rather, join with me in God's plan. I want you to, rather than trying to keep coming up with your plan for your peace and happiness that obviously hasn't worked consistently, why don't you join with the part of you that knows exactly how to give you what you want? Why don't you make a decision to join with the part of you that can give you what you want? Why don't you make a decision to join with the part of you that can give you what you want? Now here's the plan. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's release everybody that would be bound. Let's release everybody that would limit themselves. How do we release everybody that's limiting themselves? The way you release everybody that's limiting themselves is to proclaim together that they are full of love. Now, say it again. This is the way out of any problem that you think you have, any pain that you think you're going through, anything that's making you afraid now. Right now, what you do is you leave the plan for your happiness to the part of you that created you. Stop trying to grab for it yourself so it can be given to you. Stop thinking that you can substitute your plan for God's plan. So why don't you just join in with the plan?
Well, what is the plan?
The plan is for me to release all of you that would be bound by proclaiming together that you are the host of love. That means the Son of God is host to God.